congratulations. Your first Vikings touchdown in over 100 yards for the first time since last December. How do you feel?
I feel good. You know, it just felt good to, you know, to be able to see the end zone and just to kind of get in the rhythm. It felt really good. It felt like it's just been a while, and I wanted to be productive for the team. So today, you know, I felt good about that.
I know Jarius was joking around, hey, we love him, we love the short yardage, but we wanted him to break free. So to know your teammates behind you when you broke free, that feels good too, huh?
It feels really good. You know, I want to try and get, like I spoke about, you know, all this time, is try to get explosive, try to make guys miss, try to get those big runs. You know, that gets us in position to score touchdowns. It gets us in position, you know, for everybody to score. So, you know, I'm a big guy, and in those third down situations, I need to make the most of it and get the first. But those long runs, I want as well.
What was different about today? Is there anything different in particular?
No, I mean, it started with the O-line, and I mean, you talk about with different guys moving around, and the two new guys coming in there. I mean, I think all the credit goes to them because what they've been able to do this season with guys moving around, guys being out, they continue to give us a chance to whether it's throw the ball downfield or running backs to run the ball. And so, to be honest with you, I don't think anything was different. We knew we had to run the ball. We knew how greedy they were or how stingy they were. And so we just wanted to come in here with a mentality to run the ball.
You seem to attack the line more than you have in past games. Was it because of the ankle? Are you confident that the ankle 100 or close to 100 now?
I just think it was a matter of me just still, you know, just trying to, you know, find my rhythm, just trying to get a groove going. And, you know, again, I said I was going to, you know, eventually I know I would have, you know, some success. I knew I had to continue to keep doing what I do and continue to keep working and you know, hopefully like today, those big runs will pop.
Latavius, how did things look in front of you? When you were hitting holes, how did things look?
I mean, they look good. I mean, they had a, you know, when the O-line puts a hat on, you know, their guy and get me to the second level, then, you know, that's the best feeling in the world for a back. Because that's all you can ask for, and then the rest is up to you at the second level. And so we had a lot of those getting to the second level today. So again, you know, the O-line, they did a heck of a job.
Being 5-2 right now, how do you feel about where this team's at this point in the season?
I mean, you know, I think obviously we're in a good position. We're doing some good things, but it's still a long season. And we know that, so we got to continue to keep working and just find ways to win, no matter what.
So Rashad and Danny came in, and they didn't even miss a beat, right? When Rashad and Danny came in replacement, that says a lot about the depth on their O-line, too, right?
Most definitely. Says a lot about them, says a lot about you know, what Tony's been able to do for those guys and keep them, you know, ready. And so we believe in everybody in the locker room that, you know, if their number is called, that they'll step up and do what they need to do.
You were featured last year in Oakland. Was it a tough 6 weeks waiting to get a chance to, you know, to show what you can do here?
Tough because, you know, I want to be out there, you know, playing, and I want to, again, just be a part of the run game. But we were running the ball really well, and so, you know, and we were, you know, we were winning too. So it's, you know, it's tough because I want to be out there on the field, but at the same time, what matters the most is what we're able to do to win ball games. And, you know, if my play is a part of that, then I'll be, you know, absolutely happy about that. But at the same time, you know, I just want to win. And today, you know, was a good day for me. But most importantly, we won, and so I'm happy about that.
Is this the best the ankle has been?
I mean, I've been saying it for some time now that the ankle's been good. I don't think you guys believe me, but you know, I think at this point it's me. It's about, you know, continuing to improve, you know, making the O-line right, just finding the rhythm and trying to run hard and do what I can.
When you saw daylight, what were you thinking? What were you saying to yourself? Especially that last trip up, you were not going to be denied.
I said it. They're going to talk about me if I let them tackle me. So I got to score this touchdown. And so I just tried to take a hard angle and let them think I was going to head for the pylon, and then once I seen the bite on it, put my foot in the ground and get back upfield. This is for Deanna Stewart. She's from upstate New York, where I'm from, back home in Syracuse. And I don't know if many of you know Breonna Stewart, but plays for Seattle Storm, went to Connecticut. So one of the hometown heroes from Syracuse, got to represent her.